Welcome to What Would Rob Do? I'm your host, Rob Sachs, and today we're going to talk about how to sing a lullaby.
Splish, splash on the window to the windowsill. Rush, run, muddy rivers running down the hill.
It's something I've been trying to do for my 16-month-old daughter at home, but fortunately now help is on the way from a rock god no less, Rick Springfield. The man behind Jessie's Girl and countless other hits has just released an album of lullabies called My Precious Little One. Rick Springfield, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob.
So, you know, when most people clear out their drawers, they come across maybe change or old socks. You come across a lost children's album. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, actually, I wrote the songs in 1985 when my first son was born. And used them to, you know, recorded them on a home studio and just played them for my two sons to fall asleep. Well, that was really the intention, was just to write something to commemorate new fatherhood and have something to help put them to sleep. But didn't really intend on releasing it. And then I came across the tape last year in a drawer, and I was curious about it. So I put it on, and I really, you know, liked the songs. I was really charmed by them, and they brought back a lot of great memories. So I re-recorded them over last Christmas holidays and decided to put it out as a general release because people will always have babies, hopefully.
Waterproof, another rainy night, but we're dry and warm, another rainy night. I love a thunderstorm. Let the thunder boom and the lightning light. We're all bundled up in our beds tonight.
The songs, I mean, they're great, and I've been listening to the album, but they still have that 1985 feel to it. And I was thinking, this is great. This is like working-class dog Rick Springfield, the guy I knew growing up. And it's fun. I mean, were you kind of thinking, if I went and did a 2009 Rick Springfield album, maybe the fans who grew up listening to me and maybe have kids of their own now wouldn't necessarily get into this as much as the 1985 Rick Springfield?
I mean, I've had a lot of good reports back from people with kids saying the kids really, really like it. But I actually wrote it because I didn't want to listen to Barney singing I Love You over and over, you know. So I wanted something that we could play and I wouldn't get totally sick of. So I wrote them as full songs, you know, with hooks and verses and used kind of traditional imagery about how I was feeling as a new father. And that was basically the idea behind it. And I guess that it sounds like some of my old stuff is because it was written in 85. I mean, I think your writing changes as you change, and I probably couldn't write, you know, Jessie's Girl now. I mean, I write other things, and I like what I'm writing now, but, you know, you certainly change.
You know, getting into some of the songs on the album, you have things like Another Rainy Day, Catch a Kiss, Sweet Dreams, kind of things you think would work well for lullabies, but, you know, I myself am a father now of a 16-month-old daughter, and I'm at this stage now where I am trying to figure out how to get her to stop screaming her face off every night and what to sing about. And I'm thinking, how do you even come up with writing? I know you have all this experience songwriting, but how is it any different when you're thinking about a lullaby, or you just think about like the nicest things you can think of and a nice melody to go along with it? Is it a simple thing, or is it a little bit more complex?
Well, it's always inspired by something. Songwriting is always triggered by something, and it was triggered by all these new feelings I was having as a dad, a new dad, and remembering stuff from my childhood and stuff that made me feel safe and secure as a kid, and things I loved to imagine when I was a kid and still do, you know, ships floating in the ocean, and, you know, gold and giants and dragons and, you know, cozy rain and soft thunder and things like that, just imagery. And I just and the melodies, I wrote the words first, just put melodies to them, and the only way you do that as a songwriter is just write something that until you like it, you know, and you go, okay, I like that.
No, don't keep the Sandman waiting. It's more than just because we should all be snoring. Let the sand stop pouring and we'll all dream of white windows.
But what about the reactions from your sons, Liam and Josh? I mean, did one song work better than others? Or did you know, okay, this one, they are still up and awake, and I'm off pitch on this one, and it doesn't seem like they're being lulled. Or, I mean, how's your? I mean, you have an audience here who's screaming in your face. I'm wondering, is that what you kind of use as a measurement to see, okay, this one's really hitting or not hitting?
No, I just give them a shot of whiskey. That usually works.
Okay. So, because that's why last night I'm singing and singing and singing every song I could think of. And then finally my daughter wriggles out of my arms and bolts to the kitchen when I realized she was really just hungry. So,
when they don't want to sleep, no music is going to help them. So honestly, it's just nice, you know, to play and people actually, there's people have said it's helped put their kids to sleep, but, So maybe there's some kind of soft rhythm there that helps. But, you know, if I'm hungry, I probably wouldn't want to go to sleep either.
Right. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. But maybe in terms of, did you actually see, though, when you were singing these songs for your sons, just a change in their demeanor and help pacify them and really say, oh, okay, wow.
Yeah. After they heard them for a while, they kind of recognize it as, oh, the time to go to sleep moment, you know?
So it's the repetition's important.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
I guess
know, I mean they start to, and it becomes part of their ritual, you know.
Now, what about the idea? I mean, I always think it's fun to kind of rewrite the songs you already know and maybe just put in different lyrics. I mean, have you ever thought of going Jessie's Girl lullaby style, you know, and hey, Jessie, she's going to sleep too, and you know. Or do you not want to bastardize your own songs? I mean, do you want to keep those things separate so They're in one place and the lullaby's in another place?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I hadn't really thought of doing that. And since you sang it, I probably, you know, won't do it.
Okay. Sorry I ruined that for you. Wow. But I mean, I guess your oldest doesn't have any kids yet, but can you foresee maybe singing this to grandkids or the next generation of Springfields?
Yeah, definitely. I hadn't actually thought of that, but yeah, I could definitely see that.
Well, I'm giving you all these ideas you hadn't thought of, but fortunately, one that I guess you liked.
some good and some bad.
But, you know, I guess you're on the set now of Californication, and
yep.
I heard there are some racy scenes a la Hard to Hold in it. Is that correct?
It's about 180 degrees from a children's album as you could get, so... You know, it's just encompassing a whole career, you know. I mean, the children's album's part of it and a very true part. There's some pretty racy stuff on this and some of the episodes.
Because I remember you did show your butt in Hard to Hold, right?
Yeah, it's a little more than that. It's going to stir things up, believe me.
It's a little more than that. So is this a way to kind of show your fans, like, I am so all over the place. I'm doing children's albums. I'm doing racy Californication stuff. You cannot pin me down.
I mean, it's not a, there's no great game plan like that. It's just, I mean, I did the children's album and then this opportunity came up to do, you know, an arc on a few episodes of the Californication show. I mean, it's just a gradual movement to, you know, better and better things. I mean, I'm very hungry. I'm still very hungry. I love to work. Still have a lot of drive and a lot of passion for what I do. And that's all, involved in, you know, as things come along, I think things present themselves when you're ready for them and you have the energy for them.
Well, getting back to your kids and when you were singing these lullabies, and I'm trying to figure these things out as a new father myself, when do you transition them to the real stuff? And when do you say, okay, you can put on my other work, or you can listen to the radio or watch MTV, or is it good to try to keep having them thinking of you know, the Sandman and the Dreamtime Fairies and stuff like that for a while?
I hate to burst your bubble, but you don't tell them anything; they tell you.
Okay, so I am under a complete false illusion here that I have any control over.
You're
that.
Under a complete yes, a complete false illusion that you're running the show, and you're not. Certainly not in my house, anyway. It wasn't. They ran the show, and you know, they tell you when they're, you know, ready to start listening to other stuff and start. But most of the time, you know, you find out from their friends. Hey, guess what your son did?
Oh,
so
guess what your son just said to me? Oh, is that what he just said?
Or from the teachers? You know, you'll find out from the teachers. I'm calling up about your son.
And it's usually not he was singing to me one of the lullabies you taught him. It's something else?
Generally not.
No. you worked with Sammy Hagar, is that correct? A while back? Is he ever thinking, hey, Rick's onto something now? Is he thinking maybe Cabo Wabo, they'll have a children's day down there?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You got some really good ideas. I think tequila and kids absolutely go together.
You had whiskey.
I'm going to jump off the phone and call Sammy and tell him that one. I think he'll go right on that.
I think we're onto something here.
We are definitely onto something. Putting kids' words to Jesse's girl and tequila night for your kid at
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo. Yeah.
Well, Rick Springfield, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
The new album is called My Precious Little One. Thanks so much, and good luck with the rest of your filming of Californication.
Yeah, thanks a lot.